A pause. Then Grant said, "The pipe goes into a round black cylinder that looks like a fuel pump." "That's right," Wu said. "That's exactly what it is. It's the fuel pump. Look for a little valve at the top." "A valve?" "It should be sticking up at the top with a little metal tab that you can turn." "I found it, but it's on the side, not the top." "Okay, twist it open." "Air is coming out." "Good, wait until..." "Now liquid is coming out, it smells like gas." "Okay, close the valve." Wu turned to Muldoon, shaking his head. "Pump lost its prime." "Alan?"
"Yes?"
"Try the buttons again." A moment later, Wu heard the faint coughing and sputtering as the generator turned over, and then the steady chugging sound as it caught.
"It's on," Grant said.
"Good work, Alan, good work."
"Now what?" Grant said. He sounded flat, dull. "The lights haven't even come on in here."
"Go back to the control room, and I'll talk you through restoring the systems manually."
"That's what I have to do now?"
"Yes."
"Okay," Grant said. "I'll call you when I get there."
There was a final hiss and silence. "Alan?"
The radio was dead.
Tim went through the swinging doors at the back of the dining room and entered the kitchen. A big stainless steel table in the center of the room, a big stove with lots of burners to the left, and beyond that, big walk-in refrigerators. Tim started opening the refrigerators, looking for ice cream. Smoke came out in the humid air as he opened each one.
"How come the stove is on?" Lex said, releasing his hand.
"It's not on.
They all have little blue flames."
"Those are pilot lights."
"What are pilot lights?"
They had an electric stove at home.
"Never mind," Tim said, opening another refrigerator. "But it means I can cook you something."
In this next refrigerator, he found all kinds of stuff. Cartons of milk and piles of vegetables and a stack of T-bone steaks. Fish.
"You still want ice cream?" "I told you, didn't I?"
The next refrigerator was huge. A stainless steel door with a wide horizontal handle. He tugged on the handle, pulled it open, and saw a walk-in freezer. It was a whole room, and it was freezing cold.
"Timmy, will you wait a minute?" he said, annoyed. "I'm trying to find your ice cream." "Timmy, something's here."
She was whispering, and for a moment the last two words didn't register. Then Tim hurried back out of the freezer, seeing the edge of the door wreathed in glowing green smoke. Lex stood by the steel work table. She was looking back to the kitchen door. He heard a low hissing sound, like a very large snake. The sound rose and fell softly. It was hardly audible. It might even be the wind. But he somehow knew it wasn't.
"Timmy,"
she whispered,
"I'm scared."
He crept forward to the kitchen door and looked out. In the darkened dining room, he saw the orderly green rectangular pattern of the tabletops, and moving smoothly among them, silent as a ghost, except for the hissing of its breath, was a velociraptor. In the darkness of the maintenance room, Grant felt along the pipes, moving back toward the ladder. It was difficult to make his way in the dark, and somehow he found the noise of the generator disorienting. He came to the ladder, and it started back up, when he realized there was something else in the room besides generator noise. Grant paused, listening. It was a man shouting. It sounded like Gennaro.
"Where are you?" Grant shouted.
"Over here," Gennaro said. "In the truck." Grant couldn't see any truck. He squinted in the darkness. He looked out of the corner of his eye. He saw green, glowing shapes. Moving in the darkness,